Come out of the world, oh my people.
Welcome to Torah Life Ministries, teaching about the instructions of our Creator and putting His Word into action. From suffering well to living a blessed life, looking forward to the hope and future that awaits true believers of the faith. Welcome to the show with your host, Paul Nisan.
Hello, everybody. This is Paul with Torah Life Ministries, and we are continuing our series here of the Suffer Well devotional series, continuing to look at the attributes of love, and we're up to attribute number 11, which is found in 1 Corinthians 13:16. Love rejoices in truth. Now, as we do this, let's remember, even though we're taking this time to speak about what love truly is, the idea of this is suffering well. And this was written by a man who was in prison, who was suffering. But he was suffering well because he knew our Creator, and he could rejoice in that. So we're going to read the devotional and then do a little teaching on it. And I'm really excited about this today because it talks about truth. And it says, love rejoices in truth. And as we go here, it says, love rejoices in truth, and therefore Yahweh rejoiced in truth. And Pilate, representing personal will, said to Yeshua, who represents mind, salvation offered to man, what is truth? And we looked at John 18:38, and we read the whole scripture in the New Living Testament. It says, what is truth? Pilate asked. Then he went out again to the people and told them, he is not guilty of any crime. So as we look at that, we ask the question, as we look at the devotional, what is truth? What is truth? Is this not the foremost question? For if it is knowing the truth that sets you free, then it is imperative to know it. It says in John 8:32, the Son sets you free, you are if the Son sets you free, you are truly free. So we must know this truth. The Hebraic origin of truth describes this stability, trustworthiness, certainty, to build support and foster. Truth takes us from the foundation, the beginning phase of spiritual perception, to the mountaintop, exalted consciousness. This truth of Yahweh is a journey. Yeshua is the example of a life lived in and by the truth. We also know that he was set free and set a standard for those who would also be given a chance to find this perfect freedom within. Whomever the Son sets free, and free indeed he is. Hallelujah. Yes. And whoever does not carry his yoke, his mind stake, and walk in truth after me, the mind savior cannot be mine, my disciple. Luke 14:27 says, and if you do not carry your own cross and follow me, you cannot be my disciple. The self cannot comprehend holy truth. And it is this personal will that must be nailed to the stake daily. The torture stake is the meeting place of spiritual and the carnal. We have been given the pattern. Do not attempt to perceive truth with your own understanding. Proverbs 3:5 says, trust in Yahweh with all your heart and do not lean on your own understanding. Says you must daily, hourly, and even momently, by moment, eradicate any desire of the self that is attempting to hinder the truth. It says in Luke 22:42, Father, if you are willing, please take this cup of suffering away from me. Yet I want your will to be done, not mine. Not mine. Your will, not my will, is the pinnacle of truth. And therefore, the holy pillar of love. If I give you a new commandment, that you should love one another just as I have loved you, so that you should have love one another. By this shall all men know that you are my disciple, if you love one another. John 13:34-35. Hallelujah. So that's where we are at the moment. And as we're looking at this understanding of truth, we have to understand that the reality of what Yahweh offers us and gives us is factual reality. And whether we decide we don't like it or we want to pray for something different is not the answer. The answer is this: finding joy in his will for our lives, knowing he has his best interest for us. One of the greatest books I've ever read was called From Prison to Praise by a fellow named Marlon Carruthers. An amazing book. And his point and goal of the book was to be thankful for everything, because our Creator is allowing those things to happen for a reason, even if we don't understand why. And we must find time to understand our Creator's truth and let go of our will and to praise in every situation. And that's the way to overcome everything. And that, in essence, is the truth and a way to love. I'm going to look about a lot of scriptures about this today, but I want to go to some quotes from Marlon Carruthers and just explain this. And I do want to highly recommend this book for everyone. It's a very inexpensive book you can get on Amazon. It's called From Prison to Praise. And we think about accepting our Father's will in our lives. And accepting it with enthusiasm and enjoy, knowing that this is what he's allowed. I'll give you three or four quotes here, and then I want to go on to some scriptures. But it says here, and remember, we're talking about the attribute of love, knowing the truth shall set us free, and love is the truth. But as we do this, we rejoice in love. But we have to understand rejoicing in the truth might not be what we desire in our hearts, but our hearts must change and look at Yahweh's goal. Even if we don't understand it, faith is by things evident, not seen. Hallelujah. So Marlon Carruthers says in this, to praise Yahweh is to express our acceptance of something that Yahweh is permitting to happen. So to praise Yahweh for difficult situations as sickness or disaster means literally that we accept it's happening as part of Yahweh's plan to reveal his perfect love for us. Hallelujah. When's the last time somebody came to you and said, oh, I'm really sick, and we said, praise Yahweh, hallelujah. We understand, oh, no, what happened, and is the enemy attacking you, and all this stuff. Well, sometimes we got to accept that Yahweh's working in our lives, and we have to be open to his touch. And understand that what love is. And we rejoice. He wants us to be rejoicing always. He said, this is the day I've made. We should be glad and rejoice in it. And anything that steals your joy away is not of the Ruach Kodesh, the Holy Spirit. It's not of the gift that Yahweh's given us. It says in the book, the difference between victory and defeat was always a matter of faith. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. But we can change and our heart can change. Another quote says, not only does Yahweh save, he means business when he says he can remold us and make us into his image. He can literally take away our old habits and hang-ups and impure thoughts and renew us from within. And this is really powerful. Before we go on, it says, Yeshua didn't promise change to circumstance around us, but he did promise great peace and joy to those who would learn to believe that Yahweh actually controls all things. Hallelujah. Give him the glory and the praise every day in every situation. Don't let anything take away your joy. Don't let anything steal your joy away. Love rejoices in the truth. That's what we have to get. Love rejoices in the truth. That's the point of this. Rejoice means to join together and rejoice together, to join in rejoicing. So when somebody comes in with a negative report of something bad that happened, and everyone's sad and down because how could this happen? The farthest thing from our lives would seem to praise at a time like that. But for the scriptures tell us to praise and to be joyful. We have to understand that he is in control. When we look at truth, conformity, that a fact of reality. These things are happening. This person died. This person got an accident. This person is sick. This person has cancer. This person had this accident. These are realities. These are truth. These are things that's happening. How could you ask me to find joy and rejoice at a time of such a tragedy in someone's life? Who is in control? From prison to praise. Who's in control? First, we say to get the truth, we have to examine the evidence to know if the truth is true and is tested for its validity and its truth. Did these things really happen? So we do the investigation. Yeah, this really happened. He cut off his hand. He don't have a hand. Yeah, this really happened. Yeshua came back from the dead. It really happened. Thousands of eyewitnesses. It really happened. We need to rejoice in the truth, because ultimately it is rejoicing in Yahweh. For Yahweh is the truth. Deuteronomy 32:4 says he is the rock. His work is perfect for all his ways. Our judgment. A God of truth and without iniquity. Just and right is he. Hallelujah. Yahweh is referred as the God of truth over 50 times in the scriptures. And Yeshua said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. The way, the truth, and the life. The Bible gives many examples of people who rejoiced in the truth. Understanding the truth. Accepting the truth. The truth. We look at King David. There's so many psalms that he wrote. With all the troubles of the world on his shoulders, he could find ways to rejoice. All the psalms and singing. Psalms are song, and he was singing of Yahweh's truth. Even in his distress, he would find ways to joy in his truth. And then we go and look at Daniel. In Daniel chapter 4, verse 37, it says, Now I, Nebuchadnezzar, praise and glorify and honor the King of heaven. All his acts are true, and he is able to humble the proud. This is King Nebuchadnezzar saying this. If he can praise and glorify in our wonderful Heavenly Father Yahweh, why can't we? Why can't we? And then we look at the disciples. We look at the disciples and how they were so close to the truth. In Matthew 14:33, it says, Then the disciples worshiped him. You really are the Son of Yahweh, they exclaimed. That is the truth. And they would ever worship him. That was the truth and is the truth. Hallelujah. That we know the truth and the truth will set us free. The blessings of rejoicing in the truth are so powerful. So powerful. We look at what it says in John 18:31-32. Pilate said, Take him for yourselves and judge him by your own law. But we have no right to execute anyone, they objected. This took place to fulfill what Yeshua has said about the kind of death he was going to die. Because Yeshua knew the truth and the blessings so we could rejoice in the truth. We need to develop a habit and transform our heart to understand what it means to rejoice in the truth, even if it's something we don't understand or accept in our lives. Because love and truth go hand in hand, and rejoicing are part of it. From praise to prison. Or from prison to praise, from prison to praise. Develop the habit of rejoicing. It's what we need to get. It's what we need to understand. We need to speak the truth in our heart. Psalms 15:2 says, He that walks uprightly and walk righteously and speak the truth in his heart. Hallelujah. We cannot continue to lie against the truth, but to face it. James 3:14 says, But if you are bitterly jealous and there is a selfish ambition in your heart, don't cover up the truth with boasting and lying. And this warning is given because it's happened. It's happened so often. But we need to pray for understanding of truth. That's what we need to do. Daniel 9:13 says, Just as it is written in the law of Moses, all this disaster has come upon us, yet we have not sought the favor of Yahweh, our God, by turning from our sins and giving attention to your truth. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We understand that Yahweh's given us the guidelines and instructions and are all true. And yes, we get his mercy and his grace, but he wants us to be obedient to the word. He wants us to repent. For the scriptures say repentance brings refreshing. That is the truth. And just like it said in Daniel 13, we turn from our sins and give attention to his truth and what that truth is. and let his word sanctify you, because his word, it is word, and his word is truth. You either believe that or you don't. That's what it comes down to. You believe his word is true or it's not. That's it. There's no middle ground. There's no neutrality with our creator. You believe him or you don't. You must allow his word and his truth to sanctify us. It says in John 17:17, make them holy by your truth. Teach them your word, which is truth. Hallelujah. His word is truth. What it comes down to is our heart. That's what it comes down to. That's what it says in the scriptures and talks about. Love rejoices in truth. Love rejoices in truth. That's where we're going to be. It says in Proverbs 27:19, as the water of a face, as in water, face reflects face, so the heart reflects a man. Is a heart circumcised? Are we ready to praise him at all time? You know, it says in for Marlon Carruthers in prison to praise. So he allows circumstances and incidents which will bring out wrong attitudes to our attention or bring our wrong attitudes to our attention. It says, thank Yahweh for every detail of your life and believe he has permitted all of the things in order to bring you to a place where you are now. And he's continually working on you. He's continually working on you. Yahweh is able to use even our past mistakes and failures when we release them to him with thanksgiving. Hallelujah. Thankful for everything. When we trust in him, no power on earth can touch us unless it's Yahweh's will. So we need to get these understandings. Read this book and understand about Yeshua. So beautiful. He says, learn for myself beyond any doubt how to turn every difficult situation into joy. Joy, joy, joy. Victory will all be part of what Yahweh does in our lives when we learn to rejoice in all things. Remember, this is the day Yahweh has made. We should rejoice in it. We have to have our heart circumcised for him. That's what we need to do. Proverbs 16:25 says, there is a way that seems right unto a man, but ends in death. Not our ways, but his ways. Not following our old heart, but following our new heart. As we read in Proverbs 3:5-6, trust in Yahweh with all your heart and don't lean on your understanding. Let all your ways submit to him and he will make your path straight. That's the truth. No matter what circumstance. Well, I don't like the way things are turning out. I'm going to do things my way. No. I'm going to continue to trust Yahweh. He's allowing this to happen for a reason. I'm going to praise him because the end result is going to be fine. John 10:27 says, my sheep hear my voice and I know them and they follow me. They follow me. When we think about following our hearts, we must understand the heart must first be circumcised and transformed. Because when we think about our heart, our stony heart, it says in Jeremiah 17:9-10, the heart is deceitful above all things and desperately sick. Who can understand it? I, Yahweh, search the heart and test the mind to give every man according to his ways, according to the fruit of his deeds. Are we praising in a wonderful creator? Genesis 6:5 says, Yahweh saw that the wickedness of man was great in the earth and that every intention of the thought of his heart was only evil continually. Mark 7:21-23 says, for from within out of a heart of man come evil thoughts, sexual immorality, theft, murder, adultery, coveting, wickedness, deceit, sensuality, envy, slander, pride, foolishness. All these evil things come from within and they defile a person. We must have that heart transformed and get a new heart and understand the new heart and praise and sing to him. In Psalms 51:10, it says, create in me a clean heart, O Yahweh, and renew a right spirit within me. Literally admitting that our hearts are wicked is one of the first steps. Create a new heart in me, O Yahweh, Write that scripture down. Write it down. Ask him to create that new heart. Romans 10:10 says, "For with the heart one believes and is justified, and with the mouth one confesses and is saved." Ezekiel 36:26 says, "I will give you a new heart and put a new spirit within you. I will remove your heart of stone and give you a heart of flesh." Love rejoices in the truth. Hallelujah. Matthew 5:8 says, "For with the heart one believes and is justified, and with the mouth one confesses and is saved." Ezekiel 11:9 says, "And I will give them one heart, and a new spirit I will put in them. I will remove the heart of stone from flesh and give them the heart of flesh." Love rejoices in truth. His word is truth. He is truth. And needs the things he promises us when we submit to him and his will. Hebrews 10:22, "Let us draw near with a true heart in full assurance of faith, with our hearts sprinkled clean from evil conscience and our bodies with pure water." I tell you all this morning, I know we're going through stuff. I know we're going through hard times, but that's what this devotional is about. It's about suffering well. That's what he's trying to teach us. Because when we do think about our struggles here and the things we're going to, we missed a car payment, something's wrong with the roof leaking in the house, or we broke up in a relationship, or we don't have enough money to get something we want, or even getting sick, or even dying. When we think about these things here, and then we think about eternity, what does it really matter? What are we getting ourselves all messed up about? We need to slow down and relax and just praise him at all times for everything he gives us and for the place he's preparing for us. And just guard our hearts from the enemy. And guard our hearts. Guard our hearts. It says in Luke 6:45, "The good person out of the good treasure of his heart produces good. And an evil person out of evil treasure produces evil. For out of the abundance of the heart, his mouth speaks." And Psalms 26:2 says, "Prove me, O Yahweh, and try me. Test my heart and my mind." We are called to love Yahweh with all our hearts. And we're learning about what love is. It says in Mark 12:30, "And you shall love Yahweh with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your mind, and with all your strength." Matthew 22:37, "And he said to him, you shall love Yahweh with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind." Deuteronomy 6:5, "Love the Lord with your God with all your heart, with your soul, and with all your strength." And Romans 12:2 says, "Do not be conformed to this world, but transformed by the renewing of your mind, that by testing you may be discerned what is the will of Yahweh, what is good and acceptable and perfect." There's no reason to be depressed. There's no reason to be down, because love rejoices in the truth, and his word is the truth. Understand his word and believe it, and we can have joy, joy, joy. And he tells the brokenhearted in John 14:27, "Peace I leave with you. My peace I give you. Not as the world gives you, do I give you. Let not your hearts be troubled, neither let them be afraid." Philippians 4:7 says, "And a peace of Yahweh which surpasses all understanding will guard your hearts and your minds in Yeshua." John 14:1 says, "Let not your hearts be troubled. Believe in Yahweh, and you also believe in me." And Psalm 34:18 says, "Yahweh is near to the brokenhearted and saves the crushed spirit." Hallelujah. There's no reason to be down or depressed. Yahweh knows your heart. He knows your thoughts. He wants you to rejoice and repent. And repentance brings refreshing. But we have to understand, as we say, love, rejoice, and truth. His word is truth. Hebrews 4:12 says, "For the word of Yahweh is living and active, sharper than a two-edged sword. Understanding in all your ways, acknowledge him, and he will make your path straight." How many of you are ready to get your paths made straight today? I saw Yahweh, and he answered me. Hallelujah. Psalms 139:1-5 says, "Oh Yahweh, you have searched me and know me. You know when I sit down and when I rise up. You discern my thoughts far from afar. You search out my path. My lying down are acquainted with all my ways. Even before a word is on my tongue, and behold, Yahweh, you know it all together. You hem me in me, behind and before me, and lay your hand upon me." The peace and the joy that Yahweh brings. Thank you, Father, for opening up our eyes and our minds to see these lessons and understand about what true love is. We're reading the attributes of love, and we're up to number 11 from the Suffer Well series, which is Love, Rejoice in the Truth. Know the truth, and the truth shall set us free. And this ministry is Torah Life Ministries, based on the word of our Creator, which is truth, the first five books of the Bible, which is the foundation of everything. And if you want a beautiful relationship with Yeshua Messiah, you have a strong foundation of understanding of his word, and then you understand who he is, what he did, and how much he loved us, and why he did it. And it's a beautiful thing. But if you don't have a good understanding of the Torah, the first five books of the Bible, starting in Genesis, which is Bereshit, beginning, and you get the first five books, you get a good understanding of that, you're building a strong foundation. So your relationship with Yeshua Messiah on top of it can be a foundation that's powerful, a foundation or a relationship of true love. And you can understand the love that he extends to us, and we could extend it to others. And it's a beautiful pattern that Yahweh gives us. So that's why this is Torah Life Ministries. Some people get confused. They hear the word Torah. They think it's a Jewish thing. No, it's not a Jewish thing. It's a Yahweh thing. Hallelujah. Praise our wonderful Creator. Hallelujah. That's what that means. So rejoice in it today. This is the day is made. Remember, get that book, From Prison to Praise. You can find it everywhere on the internet. It's a great book. And we must learn to praise him at all things, at all times, because his plan, not our plan. He knows the plan he has for us there for good and not disaster, to give us a future and give us a hope. To give us a future and give us a hope. How many of you want a future and a hope today? Hallelujah. And remember, all his promises are yes and amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father, for your wonderful, wonderful opportunity for us to share your word daily, the freedom that we have to do this. And may everyone out there that's going through these things and suffering their heart find joy in the truth of your word, Father Yahweh, and knowing that your word is active and alive today. And if people are willing to submit to your will, and let you take vengeance and not try to take it in our hands, they could find that peace and comfort that comes. And more important, they could find what complete love is about. And we could truly love each other. And we could rejoice in that truth of love. Hallelujah. Thank you, everybody, for watching today. My website is TorahLifeMinistries.org. You can see more there. You could also go to our Patreon page if you'd like at patreon.com/TorahLifeMinistries and support us there. And that time, everybody, have a blessed day. Yahweh be with you today, and shalom, shalom.
Come out of the world. You have been listening to Torah Life Ministries with your host, Paul Nisan. If you would like to learn more, please visit TorahLifeMinistries.org or call 917-407-2270. This program is made possible by the generous support of listeners like you. To donate, visit the website at TorahLifeMinistries.org or send your gift to Torah Life Ministries, P.O. Box 16156, West Palm Beach, Florida 33416. And thank you for your prayers and generous support. Torah Life
Ministries. Hi, I'm Lorna Moody, a licensed realtor with RE/MAX of Stewart. I have a passion for helping people, and I'm determined to help all my clients in all aspects of their transactions. I specialize in first-time buyers, and I'm a certified military relocation professional. If you're in the market to purchase vacant land for investment or future development, I would love to be your realtor of choice. So, for all your real estate needs within the Palm Beaches and the Treasure Coast, I can be reached at 772-872-2102.
Pastor Terry Owen would like to personally invite you to visit Real Life Church in Port St. Lucie. If you are seeking a miracle from God, come to Real Life Church. Sunday morning, Wednesday evening, Real Life Church, where miracles happen every day.
I'm Rick Addison, pastor of The Grace Place. Our summer sermon series is entitled Resilient. Only God can give you the resilience to rebound when life knocks you down. Join us for worship Saturday 6 p.m., Sunday 9 and 11 a.m., or online at thegraceplace.com/watch. We're located at 1550 Salerno Road, Stuart, Florida. Call us at 772-287-6388. At The Grace Place, we celebrate God's grace every day.